This is Real Relationship Talk with Dr. B. Pope and Fee, the Busy Bee. Real Talk is a podcast that covers everything that will help you to improve yourself and the lives of others. And just sometimes we might discuss the tea in the streets. Now, I want to introduce Dr. B. Pope and Fee, the Busy Bee.
Hello, everyone, and thank you all so much for joining us for another episode of Real Talk. My name is Dr. B. Pope, and my co-host, Fee the Busy Bee, is not with us this morning. I mean, she's here in spirit, but she is getting better as time goes on, and I'm so thankful for that. And last week after the show, my wife and I, we had a conversation, and she suggested that I just do the shows by myself with other men and talking about men challenges, issues, I mean, just things that men deal with for the whole month of June. And I said, that's a good idea. She said, because it's June, Men's Health Month for the month of June. It's a national month in order for men to be more aware of themselves, to prevent, you know, illnesses and health challenges, and also to educate and learn more about themselves and family. That's what Men's Health Month is all about. And it came about, first of all, in 1994. You know, on May 31st, 1994, President Clinton signed a bill establishing National Men's Health Week. And basically the whole focus was recognizing and preventing men's health problems is not just a man's issue. Because of its impact on wives, mothers, daughters, and sisters, men's health is truly a family issue. And that came from Congressman Bill Richardson in May of 1994. And then in 2000, you know, there were fewer than 80 men for every 100 women for the time they reached 65 through 74. So let me break that down again. It says in 2000, when the census was taken, it says there were fewer than 80 men for every 100 women by the time they reached the age of 65 to 74. So basically, men were, I guess, being unalive, you know, at a lower, a higher rate than women. And we see that today. Men do not live as long as women on the lower scale. So the statistics are telling us that, hey, what's going on? And I used to always ask myself that question, why is that? Now, when I have trips out of the city or even out of the States, one of the things that I like to do, now it might be a little weird, I like to walk in cemeteries. You know, when I do my walks, because hey, that's what we gotta do, is keep moving. I do a lot of walking, and sometimes I'll find a cemetery, not in a secluded spot, but, you know, maybe in a city or something like that. And I'll walk around and I'll, you know, do my prayer walk, and I'll look at the headstones, and I'll spend a lot of time there just looking at when the men died and when the women died. And on the average, women are living probably 12 or even 10 years longer than men. And I always used to ask myself, why is that? You know, that's like an old age-old question. And I remember one time I was able to ask one of my clients, and she was 85 years old, and her husband had died when he was 82. And I asked her that question. I said, why do you think that women outlive men? And she made a really shocking statement. She said, I think for women, we know how to deal with different things a lot better than men do. Men, they keep everything bottled up inside, while women, we will talk about it. And sometimes we might gossip, and sometimes we might talk through things out with our best friends or, you know, our girlfriends, but we talk about things. But men very seldom talk about what's really going on inside. And when she said that, it made a lot of sense. And she was in her 80s, so she came from a school where men worked and men provided, but a lot of men really didn't communicate. And I think that can be passed on through our generation. I would love to know how you feel about this perspective on why women live longer than men. So please reach out to me and let me know. I would love to know what you think. Now, today is going to be a great show, but before we move on, we're going to talk about our Black History fact for the day. Today, I would like to lift up a famous inventor and scientist, Lonnie Johnson. Lonnie George Johnson was born on October 6, 1949 in Mobile, Alabama. His father was a World War II veteran who worked as a civilian driver at a nearby Air Force base, while his mother worked in the laundry department and as a nurse's aide. During the summers, both of Johnson's parents also picked cotton on his grandfather's farm. Out of the interest of economic necessity, Johnson's father was a skilled handyman who taught his children, six children, to build their own toys. Johnson later attended Tuskegee University on a scholarship. He earned a bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering in 1973. After Johnson received his degrees, he joined the United States Air Force and became an important member of the government scientific establishment. He was assigned to Strategic Air Command, where he helped develop the stealth bomber program. Johnson moved on to NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in 1979, working as a systems engineer for the Galileo mission to Jupiter and the Cassini mission to Saturn, before returning to the Air Force in 1982. A few years later, Lonnie Johnson invented one of the best-selling toys of all time, and that is the Super Soaker. And this toy has generated over $1 billion in sales. So Johnson's lifetime research focused on energy, technology, and also invention. So kudos goes out to Mr. Lonnie Johnson, a famous American inventor and also a scientist. A few years back, I was able to attend an educational seminar, and guess who was one of the main keynote speakers? It was Mr. Lonnie Johnson, and he connected so well with the kids, he connected with the adults. Even though he was a scientist, even though he was an inventor, a businessman, he had a childlike heart that made people feel connected to him. And I really saw at that time that no matter where you came from, no matter your upbringing, no matter how much you had or how little, if you go for your dreams and use your gifts that God has given you, it can take you a long way. So I want to highlight again, Mr. Lonnie Johnson, inventor, scientist, and businessman.
What time is it?
It's time for the tea. It's time for the tea.
The first thing that I would like to talk about is the new Bad Boys Ride or Die movie. The movie came out yesterday, and I know it's going to be a huge success. And this is the fourth installment of the Bad Boys franchise. And remember, the first movie was released in 1995. I mean, almost 30 years ago. Isn't that amazing? And I don't know the storyline, but I know I'm excited about seeing Will and Martin on that big screen again, chasing thieves. I mean, I loved all of the movies, so I know this is just gonna be another notch under the belt. So you're gonna see Marcus Barnett and Mike Lowry, you know, on the scene again. So I'm excited about that. And if you've already seen it, please shoot me an email or give me a call and let me know how you liked it. Today, I would like to give someone their flowers while they're still present with us. And I want to lift up Mr. Morgan Freeman. Yes, Mr. Morgan Freeman celebrated his 87th birthday on June 1st. And his career spans over five decades. You know, I remember when I saw some footage, he was in Zoom, this little show Zoom. And I used to watch that growing up. And when I saw the footage of it, I was like, wow, that's Morgan Freeman way back in the day. And you think about all the great movies that he played, and I think about Driving Miss Daisy, Glory, one of my favorite movies, The Shawshank Redemption, and also I loved him in the Batman trilogy, The Dark Knight. I mean, seriously. And you think about all the voiceovers that he has performed over the years. So I just want to lift up Mr. Morgan Freeman. Happy birthday, my brother. The last bit of information I would like to share is about Matthew Eady. Now, Matthew Eady is a man who rushed on stage at a graduation. His daughter was graduating high school, and at the ceremony, he rushed on stage to stop his daughter from shaking the hand of the superintendent. Now, he jumped on stage, and he grabbed the superintendent and pushed him away, saying, "I don't want my daughter shaking his hand." Now, the superintendent of the school was African-American. He was a black man. And the guy who rushed onto the stage, Matthew Eady, was a white man. And he did not want his daughter shaking hands with him. And he pushed him away off the stage. And then, you know, people looked, but no one really helped at first. And then security came up and they resolved the situation. And the video went viral. I believe they have 4 million views on Twitter because of that. So I wanted to know if you heard about this, and what do you think about people feeling that they can put their hands on you? Now, the police department, they're charging him with disorderly conduct, or to say he could face disorderly conduct. But in my opinion, that's assault. When someone puts their hand on you in a threatening manner, that is assault. Now, what do you all think about this? Do you think that man should be charged with assault or disorderly conduct? Or would you say that he was just being emotional and he just had a bad day? What are your thoughts about that? My name is Dr. B. Pope, and this is Real Talk. And after the break, we will continue the conversation. While the MC rap, but if you tired, then go take a nap. Stay awake and watch the show I take, because right now I'm about to shake and bang. D-E-R-I-C-K is my name, I spell things to the clientele, yo, I rock well. I'm not an MC, we talking all that junk about who can be who, sound like a punk. I just get down and I go for mine, say check 1, 2, 1, 2, run down line. To the average MC, I'm known as the Terminator, the funky, the maker, who Jack Terminator. Destroying a ploy when you're rhyming that void, never sweating your girl, why pay, cause she's a skier, so when I'm on the scene, I only rock the spot.
Hey, hey, it's Feed the Busy Bee, and I'm here with Better Care For You. We treat our clients like family, and we live to care. Why call us? We take our mission to provide exceptional in-home care in familiar surroundings seriously. Our services are a companion sitter, personal care, and we also work with Alzheimer's and dementia patients. Call us today at 678-900-8397. Again, that's 678-900-8397. 900-8397, or check us out on the web at bettercare4you. That's bettercare4you.com.
Are you feeling overwhelmed, stressed, or lost in life's journey? It's time to find peace and guidance at A Better Counselor Services, your trusted partner in pastoral counseling. At A Better Counselor Services, we offer a safe space for individuals and families seeking support, healing, and spiritual guidance. Our holistic approach integrates faith-based principles with professional counseling techniques, empowering you to navigate life's challenges with resilience and hope. Contact us at 404-992-8273 or visit our website at www.abettercounselor.com to learn more about our virtual and in-person services. Your journey to living your best life continues here.
I like to let my rhymes flow, and at 12 I press cruise control. Sit back and relax, let my rhymes pack. Maintain the fees while I doubly max. Always calm under pressure, no need to act ill. Listen when I tell you, boy, you got to chill.
Computer information on rap, like the BRZ, my pieces that make your toes snap. I format the rhyme step by step, make them sound deaf to maintain my rep. Prepare to come off in case of a diss, not worry about a thing, cause we can do. I can turn up the yard just by standing still, make a lady scream and shout while the brothers are good.
Welcome back to Real Talk. My name is Dr. B. Pope, and my co-host Fee the Busy Bee is not here today because she's allowing me to pretty much have the show for the month of June, because it is Men's Awareness Month for the whole whole entire month of June. So all four shows for the month of June, it will be me and maybe a few male guests on the show. So I'm excited about that, but I do miss my co-host Fee the Busy Bee being right by my side. I miss the dialogue and I miss the camaraderie that we have. So let's go ahead and dig into the topic for today. Now remember, it's Men's Month, so I have the flexibility to talk about anything that's important to men. And something that's important to a lot of men is communication. And there was a survey. I'm into surveys, you all, if you can't tell. There was a huge survey taken, a lot of participants, and they had the question asked to them, what do you wish that your woman or women knew about you as a man when it came to communication and conversation? So all of these participants, they listed about several things, I mean maybe 100, and then they compiled everything into a short list, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Because remember, our show is about helping and educating, teaching and inspiring the community, and I think this is very good when it comes to communication. So let's just dig in it. You all are ready. Now again, women, this is just a survey and I'm going to give my 2 cents after every point, but don't get mad at the messenger. I mean, this is what a lot of men collectively said that they wish their woman knew about them when it came to communication. Now, this was one of the top things on the list. It says, just because I'm not talking doesn't mean I'm not enjoying my time with you. Now, have you ever been in a situation where, you know, your significant other, your wife, they're talking to you, but you're just listening. You're not really talking back. I mean, you're listening to them. You're enjoying the time. And your wife might say, why aren't you talking to me? Why aren't you, you know, engaged? And sometimes as men, we can be engaged. And we want women to understand that we can be engaged even though we're not talking, especially if we're not talkers. And remember, this doesn't apply to all men, but to a lot of men it does. Because my wife asked me a lot of times, honey, are you listening to what I'm saying? And I'm actually listening to her now. There's been times when I didn't listen. But when I am listening to her, I might not be going back and forth in dialogue, but I'm trying to digest what she's saying. Because so many times in our marriage, especially in our early years, I was always trying to cut my wife off. So I've learned over the years to listen to what she has to say. But then sometimes when I'm not communicating or going back and forth, she's like, are you really listening to me? What did I just say? And I can kind of repeat to what she just, you know, repeat what she just said. But women, understand that sometimes when men aren't just bam, bam, talking back to you, to really understand that they can be listening. So it might not be something negative. They might just be trying to understand exactly what you are saying. So that was like the number one thing on the list. And then there were several different other items that we're going to talk about. Now, another one that was very high ranked, and I want you all to listen to this, and this is what men want their significant others or their friends to know, or their girlfriends or even fiance or whatever. We aren't great with hints. Communication is king. And I think that is so true, because my wife sometimes, she say, honey, you don't get the hints. All right. So you don't get the hint. So let's say if she wants to spend a little time together, or if she's talking about a subject and she might be throwing hints out there, but she's not really telling me exactly what she wants to do. Now, I'm older now and we've been married a long time. I can kind of get and navigate. But sometimes men have to be told. I mean, communication is the key. I mean, even with cleaning up or chores or whatever it might be, just communicate that. Don't just give a riddle or try to see if we can figure out what you want us to do. Sometimes just be direct in a loving manner. And a lot of men feel that, you know, it's not about the hints, but just let me know what you think, what's on your mind. You know, be direct in a loving way, not in a way that's gonna cause a fight, but in a loving way, just let me know what you expect. And I remember my wife and I, this is something we talked about a lot, because my wife, she automatically thought that I should know what to do in situations. And sometimes I did not know what to do. I needed her to really explain things to me, what she wanted, what she needed, or what she expected. So now we have an open dialogue. We have open dialogue about what we expect out of each other. So it's no gray area, because for me, I have a lot of gray area, you know, and my wife, you know, she can be more, you know, specific. When she's more specific, it helps our relationship to grow. And this one is huge because a lot of men felt this way. Now, this is a male's perspective, and this is what the males are saying. I really like to hang out with my friends because I love hanging with them, not because I don't want to spend time with you. Now, this is very important in relationships because sometimes men are feeling, now again, this is from the male perspective, that when they feel like they want to go hang out with their boys and go watch a game, go play some cards, or I mean, just shoot the breeze or whatever, they feel like their significant other is getting mad because they're saying that you don't want to spend time with me. You'd rather go spend time with them. Now, that's not always the case. Now, let me set the stage. I'm not talking about someone going out fooling around or being unfaithful. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just some good, wholesome fellowship hang time. That's what I'm talking about. And let me tell you, women, that is okay for men to do that. We are social creatures, and men, we need to connect with others. And we're talking about being more vulnerable, being more open. That's how those avenues are going to be developed in the first place, by us hanging and fellowshipping with one another. So men, women, it's not just about you. If your boyfriend or your husband says he wants to go hang out with somebody, give him that space. Now, he shouldn't be doing it 24/7, but give him that space and don't ride him. Have you ever heard of this term, ball and chain? That's where that term came from, because they felt like the wife was always just connected with them everywhere that they went. And she was like always there. He never had any time to do things that he wanted to do. All right, so just remember that perspective. Don't take it personal if he wants to go hang out, and vice versa. I think that could go either way, but we're talking about the male's perspective today. We're going to continue this conversation after the break. My name is Dr. B. Pope, and this is Real Talk.
Hello, you've switched roles with your parents. They're living under your roof now, and you're taking care of them. Yes, I've been there. What do you do with your family's home? Would selling the home help you with the responsibilities of taking care of your loved ones? Here at Your Forever Agent, we have the answers. Looking to sell the family home or looking to increase your home size? We are here for you. At Your Forever Agent, the Pope team will assist you. Call us today, 770-904-9478. Again, that's 770-904-9478. We are ready to assist you.
Welcome back to Real Talk. My name is Dr. B. Pope, and my co-host, Fee the Busy Bee, is not in the studio today because it's Men's Awareness Month for the whole month of June. So for the whole month of June, it'll just be me and a few other guests in the studio. Now, that was a nice groove by Jill Scott's A Long Walk. If you want to listen to a nice, smooth, mellow groove, that's it right there. Well, today we're talking about communication, and it's from the male's perspective. There was a survey that was taken by a few thousand men, and the question was asked, what do you wish women knew about you as a male? And they listed several things, and they were compiled together, and that's what we're talking about today. Now, the next two comments are directed for my single brethren. Okay, now this is what they said. They said, playing hard to get does not work. I mean, playing hard to get does not work. And also, if you are interested in me, you can come and talk to me. I'm open to that. Now, that's what they said. So these are men who said that it's okay for women, if you like me or if you think that I'm attractive, to step to me first. You don't have to wait on me, because I might be shy, I might be insecure about stepping to you first, but if you like what you see, hey, just come to me and start a conversation. A lot of men said, I wish women would understand that. And also they said, playing hard to get, hey, that's something of the old days. We don't want that anymore. So if you feel like someone's trying to court you and you like them, don't just string them out and act like you don't like them back. They want that. They want that love to be reciprocated. So these are what single men are saying in regards to dating, that they don't want to have to play these games like, you know, cat and mouse. But if you're interested, let me know what's going on. It's okay. Now, what do you all think about that? Now, the next thing that I want to talk about is an eye opener and an eye jerker. And this is what men are saying. He says, if you don't want to hear the truth about something, don't ask me to tell you the truth, because I'm going to tell you the truth every time. If you don't want to hear the truth, don't ask me to tell you the truth. And I know for myself, this is a sticky situation right here, because a lot of times my wife might ask me to tell me the truth. And that's a hard lane to be in. Especially if you think the truth is going to hurt her feelings. Now, sometimes my wife might ask me, how does this look? Do I look different in this type of dress or whatever? And it all depends on what type of relationship that you have. I mean, where you can be all the way open, or you just be very meticulous about how you say it, or some men just lie about it. Sometimes, to be honest, I used to say, oh man, it looks good, and I didn't like it or whatever back in the day. But now I'm able to navigate that space. I say, honey, you know, it just doesn't look good to me. But what men are saying, don't ask me to tell you the truth if you don't want it. Because let's say if a woman said, does this make me look fat? And I'm just being honest. And you say, yeah, it make you look fat. Man, that woman might look at you sideways. And next thing you know, it's a fight. Now she's saying, you saying I'm fat. No, I'm not saying that you're fat. You ask me, does it make you, you know what I mean? And it's a conversation that's warranted now, just because someone asked you to tell them the truth. So men are saying, and again, this is not my household, this is just what men are saying, don't ask me to tell you the truth if you don't want to hear the truth. That's what these men are saying. So what do you all think about that? And this is for a lot of men and women. Should you just make up something? Should you just lie about it? Or should you just be all the way honest? Or just tell your significant other, your wife or whoever, you might not want to ask that question. I mean, what do you all think about that? Because that does come up in relationships. But these men are saying, stop asking me to tell you the truth, or stop even stating that, because you really don't want the truth. And if I tell you the truth, you're going to get mad at me anyway. So that's a sticky situation right there. Well, I got one more that I want to cover before our time runs out. And I like this one, because men said, and when it comes to communication, sometimes we just need alone time. And I think that's so important right there, because I think men and women are different. Like for me, I need my time when I can go on a walk. I need my time where I can just kind of be by myself, and I'm not doing anything wrong, but that's the time when I can connect with God. That's the time when I can process the world the world around me. That's a time where I can just really meditate on things that I need to grow in. And again, it's not that I don't like spending time with my wife, but as a man, I need time to figure things out on my own sometimes before I come back to the table. Do you know what I'm talking about? And a lot of men, they felt this way, that women just don't understand that. When they feel like, let me think, when men say, let me think about it, or let me get back to you, they think that you should have an answer right then and there. But these men said, hey, it shouldn't be that way. Let me have some alone time. Let me meditate. Let me give you an answer once I figure things out. I'm not trying to be negative. I'm not trying to be unruly. I'm not trying to lead the conversation, but I have to process this information. So everyone, these are some things that men spoke about that they wish that their women knew, their girlfriends knew, their fiancés knew about them when it came to communication. Wow, it looks like we've come to an end of another show, and I hope that some of this information made sense to you, that you can take it back to your husband or your wife and just say, this is what I need to do to change. Or even if some of this information sparked the conversation with your spouse or your boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever. But I hope it was very productive. Now, we've come to an end of another show, and our quote of the week is by Zig Ziglar. He says, you never know when a moment and a few sincere words can have an impact on a life. And this is so true. You never know what your words can do to someone. It can uplift someone and make them better, or your words can make someone go lower. So let's hold on to this. Well, my name is Dr. B. Pope, and in the words of Feed the Busy Bee, we are busying out.
Thank you for listening to Real Talk with Dr. B. Pope and Fee, the Busy Bee. Be sure to follow Dr. B. Pope on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And follow Fee, the Busy Bee, on TikTok and Instagram.